Go ahead.
I will also agree. Yes, it is the case. I would try to defend that, though, and not really. So first, the answer is yes, I agree. We tend to over-engineer or find kind of solution. But there's two considerations. One is, and I'll on purpose use something from the real world. So nowadays, when you go to Walmart or to your favorite shop to buy a relay or a component for a substation or for any kind of industrial devices, the section of devices, of mechanical devices available, the shelves are empty. The section where the electronic or digital devices, the shelves are full of these devices. So there's a supply issue. There's not much supply for non-digital or modern type devices. But that's half an explanation. When you justify your project, remember I talked a bit about the difficulty of doing a business case for your digital projects or your digitalization projects. In most companies, there is still that step to go through. And most of the company have dealt with how do I make a decision of approving a project that does not have this classical business case where you have the cost, you have the cost saving, and you come to something that is positive. So you have to have other criteria if you want to approve these kind of projects. I know a lot of companies and CFOs have added a criteria that says something like, is it solving a real problem? And I'll give you an example. In most bathrooms nowadays, when you want paper to dry your hand, it's an electronic thing. You wave your hand and then paper come out with a motor. When there's it does not solve a problem. It's easy just to pull on the paper and take it out. So this idea that you need a motor, you need electricity, you need a sensor, is not solving a problem. So at the approval of the project of having this paper dispensing machine that's electric, it should not or it could have been rejected as not solving a real problem. Although it's nice, it's digital, it's modern, it does not solve at the end of the day a real problem. Then that's kind of a safeguard to avoid over-engineering or doing things that makes no sense, even if they're modern and digital. The other thing is, it's a real concept. You're right. It's also in the sense that it's a real consideration. We've heard regulators, especially in the United States, FERC asked the question many times to the industry, what if we kept, so we digitalize, we get all the benefits, but what if our redundant system, our system B, would remain mechanical or good wires connected with a screw? What if we had both kind of system? If there's any kind of attack, power outage, cyber attack, or whatever, that takes down your electronic digital devices, we would maintain a chain B that would be mechanical or wired. Well, the industry always said, that sounds like a good idea, but it's a false good idea, actually. It's not practical. Because you need your two systems to talk to each other. One system needs to know that the other one is not there. You cannot do that with hybrid system like that. There's a matter of cost and blah, blah, blah. So it seems to be a false good idea if you want to keep both kind of technology together. For small, simple systems, could we continue to live with older technology? The answer, I agree, is yes.